Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up at 8:20 this morning, the playmaker Michael Irvin. Nobody can forget his last appearance on this show. That'll be at 8:20 this morning. Michael brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. And thanks to Radio.com for the hookup. Michael Irvin will join us live at 8:20, 8 o'clock. Your first chance to win the $1,000 giveaway. Same exact giveaway at 9 a.m. Yesterday, Xavier Woods. This is what you get being a Dallas Cowboy. Okay, Xavier Woods is a nobody nationally. A nobody. Mm-mm. And he gets the national media treatment. He went through the FS1 car wash. Sits down on TV, sits down on radio only because of that star on the side of his helmet. That's it. You get some Cowboy headlines. You get Dallas-Fort Worth radio talking about you. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Xavier Woods on FS1 with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Why did you guys go 8-8?
Just going to put it together. We have the talent. We had the talent from the top to the bottom, from the coaches to the staff to the players. Just didn't put it together. Just couldn't win those close games. When we got down, we just couldn't come back. I believe that's what it was. It's not solely on one person. I mean, you got the scapegoat would be Jason Garrett, but.
Okay. That was an interesting cutoff there. So let's move on to Jason Garrett now. Listen to the way he describes Jason as a coach. This is Xavier Woods on the Cowboys' former coach.
He's a player's coach. You wouldn't find a handful of guys in that locker room that doesn't like him. That doesn't like him as a person. I mean, I love him. I mean, he believed in me. I mean, he drafted me a couple rounds late. He drafted me. So I would never go against a guy that, believed in me. And I'm loyal to that guy. But, this question's coming up, but sometimes you need new energy.
Right.
New energy in the building breeds. It breeds something different. Do I believe he was a problem? No. Do I believe we just didn't put it together? Yes.
That's interesting. And he's got a point. You know, like sometimes you just need different energy in the building. Sometimes you need an energy in the building. Sometimes you need a different voice. Mike McCarthy wasn't with the Packers this year when they went 13-3. They didn't go 13-3 because Mike McCarthy was a bad coach. They went 13-3 because they needed a new voice. They went 13-3 because their defense played well. Mike McCarthy lost his job because Aaron Rodgers started his decline. They didn't fix the defense. Aaron Rodgers had a worse year this year than he had the previous year, and they went further, and they went 13-3. So it wasn't because of Mike McCarthy necessarily. And the Cowboys, you know, they just may have needed a different voice. Jason Garrett wasn't a bad head coach. The guy went 40-24 with Dak Prescott, who still is up in the air about whether or not he's an elite quarterback or not. 40-24. That's pretty good.
We have some breaking news on the Cowboys tight end coach situation.
Mark Colombo.
Nope.
Jason Witten. Let's see.
Do you think, in all honesty, do you think it is Jason Witten or someone else?
I would guess someone else.
You are correct. The Giants tight end coach, Lunda Wells, L-U-N-D-A. Lunda Wells is being hired by the Cowboys as their tight ends coach. Does that mean that Jason Witten is coming back or wants to come back and play?
Not necessarily. We all assume that he was just going to be given a job.
Tight ends coach.
Or wanted a job.
Right.
Like, does Jason Witten want to be the tight ends coach?
Or something more.
Or does he want to become something more?
Right.
You know, does he have to say, look, I'm Jason Witten. I'm going to go in the Hall of Fame. I don't need to worry about grunt work coaching.
Okay.
Maybe he wants to cut his teeth as an OC in college first. Or who knows? Who knows what he wants to do, right? Okay. All right.
Lunda Wells is the Cowboys' new tight ends coach. I was waiting to see number 82. slide into that spot. Well, Mike McCarthy is not that sentimental. Let's see how opposite McCarthy is in terms of his Cowboy feelings compared to Jason Garrett.
There's a lot of Parcells to this coaching staff. There are no holdovers for the most part. And it's not anybody like, you know, the Garrett coaching staff. I mean, it had guys with Cowboy ties on it. There's no Cowboy ties anymore. And I think that's a good thing. Sometimes, I mean, you know, this organization just said, all right, you know, you're a former player. We're going to hand out jobs to you. They want to keep it sentimental and stuff.
It's amazing. Jason wasn't overly loyal to Romo during the Dak run, but he was to Jason Witten when it was clear they needed an upgrade at the position.
They needed an upgrade. That's right. He was not. And I wonder, you know, you wonder, like, how much of that was pressure that, you know, I just can't go away from this. I just can't go away from this. It was... Obviously, it's going to go down as one of the most questioned decisions of his tenure.
All right, let's find out about Lunda Wells. Thanks to all the Tolos tweeting and texting us here on the home of the Cowboys.
The most recent news I have found, Sean, he is on Twitter, at Lunda Wells.
Ooh, okay.
And his most recent post was a lovely tribute to his beautiful wife. Happy anniversary, Ace. Love you much. From January 3rd.
Okay.
He has a beautiful family with two daughters.
Okay.
One of them just finished fourth grade. All this I'm finding out from perusing his Twitter feed.
Okay. And what's the handle?
At Lunda Wells. L-U-N-D-A okay. Wells.
All right. Mm-hmm. There you go. So the followers are about to go up. Right now there's 200. You want to see the power of the Metroplex and being in love with the Cowboys? Right now he's at 217 followers on Twitter. Let's see what it is by 8 o'clock. Let's see what happens. And by the way, follow us first. 105.3 yeah. SS, RJ Choppy, Tommy Sledge, R-Dub-3. Back to Xavier Woods on FS1. Did the team start to tune Jason Garrett out?
I believe you do that with any coach.
Yep.
I believe you do that with any coach, man. If you're not motivated internally, then something's wrong with you. So he's not the fiery guy.
Nope.
He's not going to be the guy that makes your heart pound before you got in the game. His speech is consistent. It's the same every week. So you know what you're going to get from him.
The speech is the same, consistent
every week.
Every single week.
There's, you know what you're getting. The message is the same. You're not going to get any curveballs thrown at you.
There has to be a tune out after a while with that.
There may be.
But again,
but that may be why he wanted his own type of player. The Garrett guys, the guys who don't tune the message out. You know, like that's because the entire idea of the quote unquote process is that we don't focus on anything but today. We don't worry about the result. We worry about the process to get the result. Sooner or later, the result will come on its own. The whole thought process.
Was there any fear? Remember, Ed Werder asked the Cowboys source what McCarthy could bring that was missing under Jason. You had accountability as one of them. You had fear as another. Was there just a lack of fear towards Jay Jeezy?
I would say no, that's not the reason. Because I'm Chris Rashard, our DB coach, and he's that guy.
He would.
Okay. He's that guy that we fear that, not I would say it's fear, but he's that guy that will holler at us when we miss those tackles, when we make those mistakes. Mm. And, it's a place for both head coach. It's not that guy, but then you got the DC or the passing coordinator that is.
By the way, would you like to see Chris Rashard get a head coaching job?
Definitely. I definitely he's deserving of it.
So Chris Rashard was the yeller and the screamer.
Yeah, and it totally worked for him. I mean, his defense was top notch. They had so many turnovers.
And they played with that attitude.
They play with an attitude, and man, did they tackle. They never missed tackles. So that's for all the tough guys out there who want a screamer head coach, it doesn't always work. I mean, there is no right way.
Right.
Some ways work, other ways work. You know, you remember the movie Miracle?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want a friend? That's the assistant coach. I'm your head coach. Okay. There's that way, or there's the Jason Garrett way, which is I'm your friend. And your assistant coaches are your enemies.
Xavier Woods, Cowboys safety. By the way, how much did we all miss on him? He was our biggest miss, the media's biggest miss from training camp. Like, not even close. We saw Gallup. We're like, Gallup's killing it. He's going to be fantastic. He was very good. But Xavier Woods was supposed to be the breakout player. Did not happen. And actually, let's talk about that. Let's get to the lack of turnovers. Xavier Woods says, I dropped four of them. I had four dropped interceptions. Why is the Cowboys defense so bad at taking the ball away?
There's pros and cons to that. Pros is you focus more on taking the balls away and trying to get it. Cons be you force. You know, when you force in football, you just do too much. And things happen, you start guessing and stuff like that. And that's what started to happen. We started to force too much. Me personally, started to force on the back end. But, I mean, we missed tackles. That Chicago game was terrible.
It's terrible.
And you can't blame that on the coach. Mm. We go out there and we miss all those tackles. We give up third and 15. That's not on the coach. That's on the players.
Gosh, that Bears game. We should have ranked our blood pressure, our top three blood pressure games, what drove you the freaking craziest. I don't want to go back to that season too much, but that Bear... Pats?
Pats.
Oh, no. Pats was not even close for me because of the weather.
That's true.
I was like, no one's scoring a lot of points in this game.
That's true. Vikings, Pats, and Bears, though, I think would stand out.
Vikings, Bears, Eagles. The Eagle game at the end.
Yep.
When they're playing with their fifth string.
Yep, that did.
It was so bad. And then they get into a debate over too much cover one. Right, they're talking about the type of defense the Cowboys played. Did you play too much cover one? And then they get into a little back and forth over Tank Lawrence and the controversy over whether he had a bad year or not.
I don't think that's what we're not good at. I think we are a good cover one, cover three team. It's just sometimes the system needs an update. Sometimes the software needs an update. When you say, when you look at the Seahawks and the 49ers, we just run the same thing. Mm-hmm. They mix in a different cover. They mix in that cover four covers as well.
But them dogs that go get hunt. You got to have them dogs to go hunt. Not,
I think we got dogs too.
DeMarcus Lawrence had a half a sack over the last seven games.
When you look at it, he get double teamed.
Well, somebody else got to get home.
Robert Quinn did get home.
Look here. I don't hear nobody double
teamed. We got some dogs now.
Guess what? He had two agents, and they got him $100 million. I need to skip. I need production. I don't hear nobody double team. I need production.
Sacks went down. Tiger for losses. His stats might have went down.
Yeah.
But that production.
And the defense went down.
And offense was afraid of D-Law. Come on now. You know this. Offense was afraid of D-Law.
But the problem
double
is,
tight ends, getting blocked by two tight ends and the right tackle.
Now, Kavanaugh put out a fan video on this, 105throughthefan.com, on his YouTube page. And you were having a lot of people saying the stats are very misleading on Tank. That he did have a good year.
Yeah. I mean, Shannon Sharp. You could tell he is completely just playing a role now. As a former NFL player, you should know circumstances matter to production. If Shannon Sharp didn't get the ball thrown to him at all, it doesn't mean Shannon Sharp had a bad game. It means he didn't get the ball.
I know, but Choppy, this fan text is about to hit you.
With a run, that's fine.
With Tank Lawrence did have a bad year. Five sacks. You know, 30 tackles, whatever. We need to look at the pressures, the double team rates. And I would have to go and look at the other number one pass rushers in the league who we assume would get this type of attention and see if their number was as low as five.
Right. But we all know, and like, you know,
I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, like the sack totals are completely meaningless.
Yes.
Because, you know,
it's about the pressure.
It's about the pressure. And if you're getting double teamed, I'm sorry, you're not getting home. You're just not. And if you have if you're playing a quarterback that gets rid of the ball quick, and this is going to happen.
And he did have a guy on the other side in Robert Quinn. It's not like he was just by himself.
But not just by himself. If you get pressures, that's fine. Just because you don't get the sack doesn't mean you didn't have an impact on the play. And when quarterbacks get rid of the ball, and this is why I was against signing Tank Lawrence to begin with. Not because he's not a good player, but because in today's NFL, guys get rid of the ball quicker than they ever have before. Sacks are becoming less and less meaningful because nobody is taking them. They're just getting rid of the ball too quick. Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.